Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yadalid, chapter 14 in Sefer Shmuel Beis. Yoav wanted to help reconcile David and his son of Shalom, so he sends a woman to David to ask for a halachic opinion on a case that we understand as the reader is a made-up case, but David does not realize that until the end. She was to pretend that she was in a state of mourning, puts on clothes for mourning, acts like someone who's grieving for a long time from someone she lost. She comes to David. She falls to the ground and says, "My king, please help me." And David says, "What's wrong?" And she says, "She lost her husband. She has two sons. One of them killed the other. And now everyone wanted to kill the one who killed the brother. But that, of course, would mean that she has no sons left, no family left, no heir left. And so what to do? This is a tremendous conundrum. So David says, if anyone even tries to bother you again, bring them to me and I'll take care of them. But your living son will not be hurt." And the woman says back to him, "Why don't you treat your own son the same way?" Talk about harsh musser. So clearly David realizes something is up at this point. And David suspects that Yoav might have done this. And he asks if indeed Yoav put her up to it. And she says, "Yes, he told me everything to say." David goes to Yoav and says that it's time, go bring back Avshalom. But David tells him to go to his house and not to come to me. And we're told that Avshalom was incredibly attractive, very beautiful, says the Navi, and had incredibly long and thick hair. The Radak tells us that he was actually a lifelong Nazir, so he would shave his hair, you know, once a year or so. Avshalom tells us, the Navi, that he had three sons and also a daughter named Tamar. He lived in Yerushalayim for 2 years without seeing David. And finally, Avshalom wants to see his father, so he sent for Yoav. Yoav didn't respond. Happened another time, again Yoav did not respond. Avshalom tells his servants to set the field of Yoav on fire, which obviously gets Yoav's attention, and he says, "Why'd you do this?" And he says, "Well, I was trying to get your attention once and for all. You weren't answering me, you weren't listening to me." So he says to Yoav the following, he says, why am I here? If I can't see my father anyways, there's no point. So he says, "Let me see him, and if I am deserving, then let me just be put to death, but don't make me just stay here within arm's length, but I can't actually go visit him." And so David sends for Avshalom as a result, and he falls on the ground before the king, and David kisses Avshalom, seemingly setting the stage for what should be a beautiful relationship, but as we'll see in the next parak, it does not unfortunately go that way. But for now, we wish everyone a beautiful day.